can drive a pickup. Besides that, it's a good farm vehicle. It's deductible.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
Get you a farm so you can count
on it. Right, I count off on my pickup truck.
Or do you have a farm?
No, I wish I did. I'm going to one of these days. My dad sold off all of his place. Now he's got it down to 5 acres, and he just has his, he had a house, and somebody, I mean, had the home place used to sit there. Somebody broke into it and set it on fire when they finished robbing it. And we live so far out in the country that we don't have a fire department. You have to subscribe to the fire department, and daddy figured he was saving money by not subscribing to the fire department, so the house burned down. But he's got a trailer now parked right in the middle of his 5 acres, and he's got it all in grass. So he gets out and mows 5 acres of grass 2 or 3 times a month. But I'd like to have a farm. I was brought up on a farm, and I really miss it.
Well, now, one of your former professor friends over there, a basketball coach, has a nice farm out there somewhere.
Can't think of his name. We've got a good many former coaches over at
the school. I'm talking about your basketball coach.
The basketball coach.
The old gentleman,
He has a
big farm out there. A real fine gentleman. Now, I happen to like Coach and of course, he signed a couple of our boys over from over here. They might have had something to do with it.
Who besides Jimmy John?
Big
boy. Oh, yeah.
Don.
Well, he had a good basketball team this year.
Well, the star was one of my former students, you know.
Who's that?
Don.
Jimmy.
Jimmy John? Well, I'll be. I didn't know that. Well, he was surely the star of the whole
thing. Oh, that's a fine young man there. Fine.
Is he a freshman, sophomore?
He graduates this year.
Oh.
You won't get to see him anymore.
Well, we had a fine team.
I see you did. We came over a couple of times and watched him play. But Jim was a former student of mine. A kid who's made it in spite of every stone imaginable being tossed in fire.
Well, that's great.
Those are the ones I like to see make.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, what about, things like carrots and potatoes and that sort of thing? When we're talking about food, you'd call all of them what?
Vegetables.
Okay. And you might have out in the back, you might have a what to grow your vegetables in?
Garden.
Okay.
We have turning strawberries right now. I saw 2 or 3 down the other side of me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I tried growing some strawberries one time, and they were just so much trouble, I gave up. I mean, I had nice strawberries, but I don't know. I had to get out and crawl around there and lift up the strawberry, you know. What is it that a lot of people do? They grow. What is it that you can do to keep the berry from touching the ground?
Some people put straw around them or something.
Yeah, well, that's what I had to do, was crawl around out there with straw and put around. But somebody told me the other night that they let some kind of something grow in the strawberry patch, and it, I've forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to remember that, because I really did. That and asparagus. I love asparagus fresh.
We don't plant that. We could, I guess, but we don't.
Well, that's another. The only reason I had any was because people I bought my house from had planted it the year before. You know, it takes 2 years before you can get any asparagus out. It grows 1 year, and then the next year it comes back and you can get it. But it was good.
1 or 2 years I had eggplants, and I don't ever have any of them anymore. We don't particularly care for those.
I tried some of that recently and decided that I didn't care for them.
They're too strong.
What about the corn that they mix with lye and it swells up and they call it
hominy?
Yeah. What about the stuff they throw at weddings?
Rice.
And not syrup, but something that likes syrup. That
molasses.
Yeah, right. Okay, and what is it like molasses? It's made out of maple.
Maple syrup?
Okay. If something is not artificial, you'd say that's not artificial leather, that's...
real.
Okay, would you ever say genuine or...
okay, genuine.
Okay. Something that's not so... something that's sold in large quantities, you'd say sugar or something is sold in, would you ever say bulk or anything?
Mm-hmm. Bulk quantities.
Okay.